Okay, with the Gemara Ksubis, Pei Aleph, Amid Aleph, six lines in the bottom of the page. 81A3. Okay, there was a discussion before in the Mishnah about a Shemeris Yavam. The husband died, she had to do Yibum, but she died before the Yibum. Who has to bury her? The guy that was supposed to do Yibum with her, or her family, okay? So the Gemara Tzipras says that Rav Amram said, it says clearly that Yosheha, her heirs, have to get a ksuba. No, I'm sorry. The guys that inherit the ksuba, meaning the husband, the Yavam, has to bury her, okay? So the Gemara asked the question, who has to bury her? The Yavam, or her family? The answer is the Yavam. And then Abaye said that we also learned it, okay? Because it says clearly, Yosha Yoshik Subasa, in the Mishnah, it says the ones that have to inherit her ksuba, meaning the Yavam now doesn't have to pay her ksuba, right? Because she's dead. So they have to bury her. Okay, so Rav asked him a question like this. Maybe he'll say, no, I inherit his wife. I'm not burying her. I inherit my brother's wife to marry her, but I'm not interested in burying her. Okay?
When did she die, right away?
Well, whatever, before the Yibum took place. Depends how long. It usually doesn't take too long because then everybody gets stuck. Nobody can go anywhere.
But after the husband died.
Okay. So then it says like this. So Abayit said to Rava, okay, so he says like this, Ksuba is not collectible during the lifetime. Okay? He says like this, V'imishum Ksuba, Rava said, L'nik Ksuba l'gavis m'chaim. The Ksuba is not intended to be collected during the lifetime. So therefore, he's not inheriting the Ksuba. What was the whole verse over here? The ones that inherit the Ksuba have to bury her. But if there's no ksuba yet to be paid during the lifetime, so there's nobody inheriting the ksuba. It's a non-existent thing. Okay? So Abaye said to him, "This I'm just coming to build up to the Gemara. So Abaye said, that's Bishami's opinion. Okay. So now like this. Sholach le Rava la Abaye. So there's an argument between Abaye and Rava. If a ksuba is collectible during the lifetime or not. Okay? Now, if it's collectible, that means the Yavam is really getting the ksuba, right? Because then, in other words, there is a ksuba that she's supposed to be getting, but she died. But there is a ksuba. So who's getting that ksuba? The Yavam. So therefore, he has to bury her, correct? But if there is no ksuba to be collected, then he's never inheriting her ksuba, correct? Because there's no ksuba yet to get. Because until the husband dies, there is no ksuba. Now the yavam is instead of the husband. So there's really no ksuba yet. So why should he have to bury her? That was Rava's opinion. Right? That was the...
That was
Rava
or Abaye?
No. Rava said... Abaye said the guy has to bury her because he's accepting the ksuba.
I thought it was reversed. Okay.
No. Right. Abaye said the yavam has to bury her.
Okay.
Rava says why? So Rava is saying basically there's no ksuba yet. Why? What do you mean he's inheriting the ksuba? Why does a husband have to bury his wife? Remember, we learned the Gemara says in Yevamos, why does a husband have to bury a wife? Because he doesn't have to pay the ksuba, pay the burial. Okay? But that's only if there is a ksuba. So Abaye says, yeah, there is a ksuba. The Yavam is supposed to be saving now. So therefore, he's saving the ksuba. So therefore, let him bury her. And Rava says, no, there's no ksuba yet. It's different than a regular husband. Okay, so now, Sholach le Rava la Abaye b'yad Rav Shmaya ben Zera. It looks like Rava and Abaye were in two separate places. He didn't have text and emails. So what he did was, he sent a message to Abaye through Rav Shmaya bar Zera. Okay? What was the message? He said like this. Umi nitna ksuba l'gveya michayim, does he ksuba v'yavama intend to be collected during Yavama's life? That's what Abaye was saying, right? It's collectible. And therefore, because he's saving on the ksuba, he has to bury her. So he asked the question, Latanya, but we learned in a braisa. Rabbi says like this. Sh'alti Sumchis. I asked Sumchis, who is the Tana Sumchis. Hareita Shiyimke Benichzi Aviv. Keter Hu Eisim. Okay, this is an issue like this. The din is the guy that died, the brother that died, the wife, the husband of this woman, correct? He died. Now, so now he has an estate, right? That eventually has to be paid the ksuba, if there will ever be a ksuba, right? The new brother doesn't pay the ksuba, it's all from the estate of the brother that he's representing, correct? So therefore, there's a din. He cannot sell any of the brother who died property because there's a lien on it from the ksuba. What are we afraid of? Maybe he'll sell some property, and that's gone. And then there'll be property left over, and that will get completely ruined, and the girl will not have any place to accept the ksuba from. Because she can't go to the buyers like a regular wife could. Okay? So therefore, he says, what should we... So he asked, he said, Sumchas, give me an etza. How the Yavam could sell the property of his dead brother, even though halachically you're not allowed to. Okay? Because there's a lien on the property. So he says like this. Ketzer Oase. He says, Yasa Suda V'yefayis. Let him make a big meal and give her a lot of good meal and let her convince her that she gives him permission to sell it. Okay? Now, this is speaking if the guy is a Kayan. In fact, I skipped the words. Im Kayan who? If he's a Kayan, let him make a meal and convince her. She should give him permission to sell it. You know, she'll be in love with him. And okay, you can sell it. Im Yisrael who? Even as a Yisrael or a Levi, there's a different advice. What can he do? Megadish beget. Let him divorce the Yivama with a get. The Yachzir.
I was going to ask you a question.
1 minute. Let him divorce her with a get. Pay her ksuba, and then he remarries her. Okay? Now, what happens over here is like this. It's very interesting. He says, he can either sell the property before he remarries her, because... Again, the guy died, let him give her a get. Then, he let him pay the ksuba. He'll pay out the ksuba. Then he remarries her. What?
He died, the husband died.
No, the husband died. So let the Yavama divorce the girl.
But he has to marry her.
Huh? No, he'll marry her and divorce her. No. He marries her with Yibum.
Okay, he did marry, okay.
Yeah, and then let him divorce her. Okay. Now he has to pay a ksuba.
Yeah.
So he pays a ksuba. Then he remarries her.
And then he sells the property.
1 second. Then he remarries her. So there's no new ksuba because when you remarry the wife, it's still on the first ksuba. It reverts back to the first ksuba. So all the other properties, there's no lien anymore on the properties. So you could sell all the other properties. In other words, like this. Let's say the guy that died, yeah, was a very rich man. Say he owned $100,000 of properties. And let's say the ksuba, for argument's sake, is $1,000. Yeah. So the Gemara says, the Yavama can't sell any of those properties. The brother that died had $100,000 of properties. The Yavama is not allowed to sell any of the properties because even though the ksuba is only $1,000, he can't sell $99,000 worth of property and keep $1,000 for the ksuba. That we learned by Yavama you're not allowed to do because maybe that property, the $1,000 that's left, will get ruined and she'll have no ksuba. Correct? Yeah? So what does he do? So what's the eight? So the guy wants to get $100,000 now. Right, minus 1,000. So he says to someone, give me an advice how I can get the situation that the guy should be able to sell the properties of $100,000. So he says, listen, if he's a Kohen, he's stuck because he can't divorce her and remarry her. He's a Kohen, correct? So therefore, he says, the only thing you could do is make a party and appease her and convince her that she should give you permission to sell it. Otherwise, he can't. What happens if he's not a Kohen, if he's a Israel or a Levi for that matter? Let him marry the girl, the Yobam. And by the way, he already did Yibum. The question to Sumchus was, the guy did Yibum already. Okay? But he still can't sell the properties of his brother. Because there's a lien from the woman to all the properties of the brother. That's the halacha. So the guy did Yibum already. So he says, give me an Eitzah. Give me advice how this guy can sell the properties. So he says, there's one Eitzah. You married her. Divorce her. Yeah, give her a get. Those days you could do it against her will. Give her a get. Pay her $1,000. Okay? Now remarry her.
And there's no one
in. Because once he divorces her, he's not going to be able to get the property. So you have to remarry her, right? Now, the remarriage is based on the ksuba you paid her out already. Correct? So now there's no more lien on ksuba on the $100,000 minus the $1,000 you paid her already. So then you'll be able to sell $99,000 worth of property. Right? He gave him a very simple... Well, that's so simple, but he gave him an Eitzah how it can happen.
So the brother inherited this, not the woman at all. The brother.
Right.
So, but who does the property belong to when the husband dies? Does it belong to the wife?
No, wife never inherits.
So if it's a question.
Her kids would inherit. I mean, not kids. Her relatives.
Her heirs.
Right.
Okay, so it wouldn't go to the new husband's children, it would go...
Right.
Okay, so not till he remarries her does he get access to the property.
Correct.
If the brother is a Kohen, he can marry her.
When they say make a feast... Right?
It's a widow.
Yeah. Make a lavish feast, right?
Right, only divorce. What?
He says make a lavish feast of a suedo.
Yeah.
Don't you know what was going on? Also, he makes a lavish feast?
Get her drunk.
Huh?
Get her drunk. Okay. Now, 1 minute. So now let's... Rav is sending this question to Abaye. So he says now... Tap in the next page. V'yisalkadaituch nitneksuba legavis mechayim. If you're going to say, though, I have a different etza. If you are by a hold that the ksuba is collectible when he's alive, yeah? He says, niyach lo shir ksuba. Why does he have to divorce her? Let him designate property for this ksuba. And as Shai Lisbon, and let him sell the rest. He says, if the ksuba is already collectible, so why did he say, okay, this money is your ksuba money. The fact that he can't do that shows that there is no ksuba yet. So how can he designate money for a ksuba? There's no ksuba yet. Abaya held a ksuba is collectible when you're alive. So Rava says, I'll prove you that it's not collectible when he's alive. Because if it's collectible, why does the guy have to divorce her and remarry her in that whole spiel? Let him designate $1,000 for the ksuba, right? Because it's already collectible. Let him designate, this is your collectible already, and the rest he could sell. So Abai asks him back, so it's not a question on me, it's a question on the Mishnah. He says, Ulatamech. Ask it from the Mishnah. It says, "Layim elo." The Yovim cannot tell to the woman. We mentioned this a bunch of times. The Yovim can't tell the lady that he's going to do Yibum and did Yibum with. He can't say, "Okay, here's the money for your ksub on the table." Ella, what's the din? Kol nechasa v'achroi in the ksuba. all of the property is designated for the ksuba. Remember we said, even though the ksuba is $1,000 and the brother had $100,000, he cannot sell any of it. And we said the reason the Gemara says before is because he might sell $99,000 worth of property. The last property might get totally ruined and she won't have anywhere to collect the ksuba from. So he asked the same question on the Mishnah. So he says, no. So he says to me, why are you asking me? Why don't you ask me a question from our Mishnah, from our own Mishnah? If it's collectible, why can't the husband tell the Yavama, here's the money for your ksuba, it's on the table, go collect it. So why don't you ask me from our Mishnah? The reason is, Hasam ate, so Rava answers, Hasam ate the teva kamashmalan. What the Mishnah says, he's offering the Yavam good advice. Meaning that he'll have to write her a new ksuba. Therefore, de'ilei te'mahachi, because you must say this. Why? Because at the end of the Mishnah it says, le'yomer adam le'ishtoi, a man is not allowed to tell to his wife, hadi ksuba seich munachas loch ala shulchan. You're not allowed to say your ksuba is lying for you on the table. Elo, kol nechasev achroyin l'ksuba sishtei. Everything is bound for the ksuba. Iboile lezebuni, if he wants to just sell some of his own property, hachanami dolei matzi mezabin, he can't sell his own property. In a regular wife and husband, yeah? The Mishnah says, a man should not tell his wife, forget the yobam. Okay? A man has married, no yibum, a regular marriage. The husband, the Mishnah says, a husband should not tell his wife, here's your ksuba money. He shouldn't do it. Right? So I said, why not? He has $100,000, the husband, not yavam, the husband has $100,000 of property. He can't designate that $1,000, he can't even sell his own property. He can't sell his own property? Obviously, he is allowed to. Why does the Mishnah say you shouldn't do it? It's good advice. Why? I was going to say, because then you your wife will hate you. Why will the wife hate you? Because she's, oh, you're already thinking about divorcing me? You're putting away money from my ksuba. You know, you're planning to divorce me that you're going to have to pay my ksuba? No, but the question is, Ella Eitz Teva Kamashmulan. Hachanam here Eitz Teva Kamashmulan. But the question of Rabbi Abba, okay, because Rabbi Abba said to Sumchis, right, or Sumchis told Rabbi Abba, what do you do? By Yavama, you're married to her, divorce her, and remarry her.
Why can't the husband tell her the truth? What the intention is,
how do you know? The Gemara says, yeah. The Gemara says, Abaya says, the husband should, you know what the Gemara says? The husband shouldn't do that. And by Yavam also not. Why? Because a wife doesn't want to think, it's like today's prenuptial, you know. So before they even married, they're talking about a divorce already. What are the prenuptials? In case we divorce, you're going to have to give a get or all these things, yeah? Before you even marry, you're already talking divorce. The wife says, you love me, you don't love me. I mean, you're already planning divorce. So therefore, the Gemara says, you can't do it. So the pearl, bottom line is, we still have the Machlekes Sabai and Rava. The pearl, the Mishnah said, the bottom line, the Mishnah says, that the husband, the Yavam, has to bury her. Right? Abaye said because there's a tangible ksuba that he has to bury her. That's it, because it's a tangible ksuba. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. In the old times, they had such mamzerim. I'm telling you what people did. A whole gavra, the Gemara says
not
like
nowadays.
This. Huh?
Not nowadays.
No, nowadays everybody's fine. No, but they were brilliant in doing these. I mean, they came up with these ideas, people.
They knew enough halacha. And,
it's like there's a thesis that says, Tzemach Tzedek says it. The Gemara says, you know, a lot of times we believe a person because if he wanted to lie, he would have said a better lie. The Gemara goes into the mind of a person, you know, so we believe in what they say. So he asks, you're talking about sometimes ignorant people. Who says they're going to think that way? Who says they're going to think that way? The Gemara thinks for them. The Gemara says, well, maybe he'll say this and this and this. But the Gemara is brilliant. These guys are not brilliant. So the Tzemach Tzedek says an interesting concept. When it comes to yourself, everybody's smart.
Too, in case of women.
Yeah. Everybody's smart when it comes to yourself. How to save money, how to get money. But listen to this story. A whole gavra was a guy. The nafla le yavam pumbadisa. A guy, his yavam, he had to do yibam on this girl. Yeah? What happened? Boy achuya le mifsla begita mine. The youngest brother wanted to give the girl a get before the Yibum. Now, the thing is like this. The way Yibum works is, let's say there's a bunch of brothers. Which one does Yibum or Chalit, right? So the thing is like this. You go to the oldest brother. You want to do Yibum? The first, you don't say Yibum or Chalit. Do you want to do Yibum with this girl? If he says yes, good. If he says no,
go to the next brother.
Let's see, there's five brothers. You go on to... The question is, you want to do Yibum? Yes or no? If they all answer no, you go back to the oldest brother and say, okay, it's your job. Yibum or Chalitza? That's the halacha, okay? It's the oldest brother's responsibility. Push comes to shove. Nobody wants to do Yibum. The oldest brother has to do Yibum, okay? Or Chalitza. What happens? The younger brother came and wrote a get to this girl. So the din is, even though Lechedi is not even the husband yet, it's the youngest brother. The din is, if the girl got a get, nobody could do Yibam with her. You can only do Chalitza. So he forced the oldest brother, he's basically forcing his oldest brother to do Chalitza.
So the younger brother can marry her.
No, he doesn't want to marry her. He wrote her a get. What does he want?
Properties.
The properties. If the older brother does Yibum, all that brother's property goes to him. Correct? If he does Chalitza, then the brothers are all divisible, right? There are no children. So who inherits if there's no children? The brothers, if there's no parents, right? The brothers. So now there's five brothers, plus the guy that died is six. So like this, each one will get a sixth of the property. If the guy does Yibum, the guy that does Yibum gets all the property. Correct? So the younger brother then would be out. He wouldn't get anything. Like this, he gets a sixth of the estate. It could be a lot of money. Or it could be less brothers, whatever. It could be a lot of money. So now, the youngest brother is out. And he knows he's going to be out. So what does he do? As he quietly, he writes a get to this girl, to the Yavama. Now the oldest brother cannot do Yibum with her. And therefore, he's going to get the properties. Understand? That's the story, what he did. Amalei, so the older brother says to him, "My daitoch, what did you do this for? Mishum nichse, because you want to share in the brother's property, and therefore you don't want me to do yibum, because then I'll get all the properties." He says, "Anam benichse balginulach, I'll divide it with you anyway." Okay. He says, you know what? I'll give you half the money, just as if I performed Chalitza. And he actually made a kinyan. Okay? So now, Okay, now, the case of the Gemara is, he didn't give the get yet, the younger brother. He wanted to give a get. What was his intention? If he gives the get, then the older brother can't do Yibum. If he can't do Yibum, then he doesn't get all the properties. We're going to share it, right? So the brother said to him, why do you want to give the get? Because you want the properties? I'll divide it with you 50-50. And he made a kinyan that it's real. It's authentic. He said, why do you want to give her a get? Let me do Yibum with her. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef. Okay, so therefore, Rav Yosef is ruling on this case. So what did we just say in the Gemara? The Chachamim said the Yavam cannot sell the property, correct? The Yavam cannot sell his brother's properties, correct? Because maybe Yavam will lose out by it. So he said, what happens if he did sell it? The Yavam went ahead and sold the properties against Halacha.
Not the younger brother, just
the... No, the younger brother's out. That's a regular case.
One brother,
maybe the one. Yavam is supposed to be doing Yibum, yes? We said he can't sell the properties because she needs the ksuba from the brother's properties. So he's not allowed to sell the properties, correct? What happened if he did sell it? He went ahead and sold it. Is the sale valid or not? The younger brother didn't sell it yet.
He wanted to,
but he didn't do it yet. No, in that case, well, I'll split with you 50-50. He did Yibum with her.
How did he get the deeds to sell it?
Huh?
Don't you need a deed to sell a property?
Yeah, it's his brother's property. He's doing Yibum. He's going to be doing Yibum. That was his plan. His plan was to do Yibum. Then he gets all the properties. So younger brother wanted to mess that up. Why shouldn't I get anything? So he wanted to give a get to the wife that would not allow him to do Yibum.
So the question is, if he sells some properties...
Well, I mean, he does sell it. Is it sold or not?
Yes.
Remember before we learned in the Gemara, Beisham and Beisil said you can't sell, but if you sold, it's good. Remember that? Okay. So Rav Yosef said, not like you, by the way, excuse me, even though your name's Yosef. Since the Chachamim said you can't sell the properties, even if he sold it, it's not a valid sale. The Chachamim said no, it's no. Okay? So the Gemara over here, okay, we're going to see later.
What is the reason?
Huh?
What is the reason?
The Chachamim said you can't do it. In fact, the Bai is going to ask on Rav Yosef what we just said. Bisham Bisol said, he said, the rabbi said, don't sell it. So you're not allowed to sell it. So if you sold it, it's not valid. Oh. It's not such a simple din, by the way, because what happens if I sell your property on Shabbos?
Can't make acquisition on Shabbos.
I did. You're not allowed to, but I did. Land you acquire with money. On Shabbos, they come over to you and they say, I'm selling you my piece of land for $100. Yeah? Or I say, I'm selling you this Gemara for $10 and you go pick it up. And the guy picks it up on Shabbos.
Should be, yeah. It's good.
Huh?
I think it is good.
Well, Lecheira, Rav Yosef saying a statement that if you did Chum say no, it's no. But over there, the Aloch is, by the way, that if you sell it, it's sold.
By case of like the Torah issue, like Esher Ish or sister, if you marry her, the marriage is not married.
Why not? That's only by Yisrael Kodesh.
Yeah, you're going to get his Torah. But if you're going to get his Chachamim.
No. One second.
No, that's not the same?
No. Is somebody allowed to marry a mamzer?
No.
No. If they do Kedusha with a mamzer, does she need a get?
Yes.
With a mamzer, yeah.
Why?
Because
I Torah says you're not allowed to marry her.
My sister is not. My two sisters.
What's the difference?
That's Midoraisa.
No, Mams is also Midoraisa. The difference is, besides Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva holds even Chedushin Lavin's Mamzer. But the reason is like this. Sister, Eishes Ish, all that is capital punishment. That means it's so severe, the Torah says, now he can't do it. It's feasibly not able to be done. If it's only a lav, not Kodis or Skilo or Chenek or all the other punishments we learned, yeah? So then the din is Kedusha Tefsim B'chai V'lavin. Not Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that. But the halacha is Kedusha is affected by a lav. Meaning, if it's only forbidden to marry the person, not capital punishment, because the Torah says no, and you get Malkus, the marriage is a marriage.
A Kohen marries
a Grusha, a divorcee. Yeah? There's no capital punishment then. Torah says you're not allowed to marry her. Correct? So what happens if a Kohen comes over to a Grusha in front of two kosher witnesses, gives her a ring, and says, Riyam Makadash, does she need a get? 100% she needs a get. Because it's only a lav. It's not Kodesh, Skila, Chenek. Okay? If somebody comes over to his sister, single sister, in front of two witnesses, and says, Hareyat Mugadash is leaving Tabazu, Kadas Meshavi Yisrael, and she accepts it. She doesn't, there's no get. It's not valid, Kedushin, because that's capital punishment. Understand? So, but we'll see in the Gemara, this is what the Gemara is basically getting into. When the Chum say no, does it invalidate the sale? They say, no, you're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, you did it. Over here might be a worse because there's somebody else involved. The Yavam is involved and she might lose out by it. Therefore, something Chum could invalidate the sale. Understand? If I sell you on Shabbos, yeah, I sell you a Gemara. Okay, you give me money. That's rabbinically forbidden. So the halacha is, you're not allowed to do it, but if you did it, it's done. Rav Yosef is saying that because the Chachamim said you're not allowed to sell land by Yavama, because Yavama might lose out by it, if you sell all the land and you're going to keep a piece of land for the ksuba, that might get rotted and might get ruined, and she won't have money to collect the ksuba from anywhere, correct? So Rav Yosef says, in this case, when the Chachamim said no, the answer is no, it's not valid. Let's see it inside. Amr Yosef, Kivan, Amr Abanan. Since the Chum said, Leila Zabin, you're not allowed to sell the land, Alpha Gav the Zabin, even if he went ahead and sold it, Leihav Zvin Zvin, it's not a good sale. In other words, not only did the Chachamim say you're not allowed to do it, Rav Yosef says, the Chachamim said the sale is not a valid sale. Okay? Now, the Gemara says, the Tanya, and he brings a proof. Where did I know this from? It says, Mi Shemes Vinich Shemeres Yavon. Yeah? It says in the Braisa the following. A guy died, and there's a woman that needs to do Yibum. Vinich Nechosim B'mei Amana. And the Ksuba is worth, let's see, a month is, let's say, fragment's sake here, it's $1,000. He has property worth $100,000. Alfa pi sheksubasa ein alamana, even though her ksuba is only $1,000, lo yimker, he's not allowed to sell any of the $100,000 property. Why? Shekol nechasav achroin leksuba, because all the properties are bound to the ksuba. Lochero, why shouldn't he be able to sell it? Why can't he sell $50,000 worth of property? But the Gemara says he can't sell it. Okay, right? So Abaya says to Amalei Abaya, what are you talking about? You tell me anytime the Chum say don't sell, even if you sell it, it's not a sale? Is that what you're saying? When the Chum say no, it's no, even after the fact? But we learned in a Mishnah before, Beishami Emrim, right? Remember, a woman inherited properties after she became an Arusa, after Edison. Can she sell it or not sell it? It says, Beishami Eimrim Timkar. Beishami says she could sell the property. Beisilu says, Lo Timkar. She's not allowed to sell the properties. Yet, Eilu Ve'elu Meidim. Even Beisilu agrees, She Machre V'Nasakayim, that the sale is a sale. Okay? So now the question is, Rav Yosef says a statement, and he brings a proof that the Chum say you can't sell the property by Yavama. Yeah? So Abaye says, 1 minute. That doesn't mean when the Chum say you can't sell everywhere, you can't sell, and even if you sold, it's no good. By Edison, by an Arusa, Basilil says you can't sell it. And yet Basilil says, if you could sell it, I mean, if you did sell it, it's sold. So, like, what's the difference? So now there's an argument between Abaye and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, if you sell it, it's not a good sale, the Yavama. And Abaye says, who says it's not a good sale? Maybe it is a good sale. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Shalchu l'kamei d'Rav Chanina bar Papi. They sent the Shaila. Okay, so now Rav Yosef ruled one way. That you, even if you sold it, it's no good. Abaye said you could sell it. I mean, you can't sell, but if you sold it, it's sold. So they asked the Shaila to Rav Chanina bar Papa. Shalach k'Rav Yosef. So they answered the Shaila k'Rav Yosef said. That even if you sold it, it's not valid. Right? Amar Abaye. So Abaye was unimpressed. He says, Otter of Chanina bar Papa, keep it all along. Is Chanina bar Papa hanging rings on it? Meaning, he didn't even give a reason for his halacha. He just said a fact. Prove it. In other words, they asked Rav Chanina bar Papa, if you sold the property, is it good or not? He said, yeah, it's good. So Abaye said, I'm unimpressed. Give me a source for that. Prove it. Shochel l'kamei, so the Gemara continues. They sent the same Shaila. If the sale was done, is it a valid sale or not? To Rav Mnuni, Breda Rav Nechumi, to Rav Mnuni, the son of Rav Nechumi, Shochel k'Abaye. Okay? And he answered like Abaye, that if they sell it, it is good. V'yama bar Rav Yosef time achrini, but he said like this. The reason Rav Yosef gave is worthless. Because what do you bring a proof? The Mishnah says you can't sell it. How do you know it means if you sold it, it's not valid? We find it, like Abaye said, it says you can't sell it. Arusa can't sell. But if she sold it, Basil says it's good. So see, he said like this. I'm paskening like Abaye until Rav Yosef proves his point from somewhere else. The proof Rav Yosef brought is not a valid proof. Rav Yosef said, even if you sell it, it's not good. Because the Mishnah says you're not allowed to sell it. Okay, so what happens? Nafik Rav Yosef got motivated to find a source for what he paskened. He said he found a braisa. Okay, it says like this. The Tanya says in the braisa, Harei hoyenei sheba'ochiv, someone was claiming a debt from a brother. Yeah. Umes, he died. V'iniach shemeres yovel. And now, he is waiting to do yibum. Right? Okay. L'yayim ahel v'shani yayir shechzakti, the fact that I inherit. Okay. He says, he cannot say himself, I don't have to pay the debt. Because I'm the inheritor of the debt, hechzati, I can have the debt. I take possession of the loan. You take the money away from the... Meaning like this. Somebody owed the brother $1,000. Somebody owed the brother $1,000. The brother died. Okay, now, the brother says, 1 minute, I'm inheriting my brother, I'm the Yavam. So therefore, give me the money. He has to pay me the money. Correct? Because I inherited my brother. You owe my brother money. Yes? So give me the money. We don't do that. We take away the debt. Let's say it was $1,000. We take away from the yavam $1,000. V'yikah b'hem karka, we buy land with it. And the yavam eats the fruits. Okay? Now listen to this proof. It's a remarkable proof. Reuven and Shimon are two brothers. Somebody owed Reuven $1,000. Reuven died. Okay? With a wife, no kids. Otherwise, the kids would get the debt. There are no kids because it's Yibum, right? So now Shimon comes along and says, one minute, you owed my brother $1,000. I'm instead of my brother. Give me the money. So the Mishnah says, no, that's not what you do. You take the $1,000 that he owes him.
From the people that owe.
From the people that owe. Yeah. You buy land. And the guy eats the fruits.
The yavam.
The yavam eats the fruits. Now. No. You take the money from the yavam. One second. Oh, no. The brother owed the money. No, the opposite. I'm sorry. Reuven owed the money. Not he was owed money. Reuven owed Yankel $1,000. Okay? Then he died. So the brother says, hey, I get the money, but I don't owe him the loan. Now, the Mefarshim say, it doesn't mean never, because there's a lien on the estate. He says, I don't need to buy it now. I don't need to pay it now. I'll pay it. I don't need to pay it now. Shimon agrees to pay the debt, but not now. So Gemara says he can't get out of the debt now. Even now he can't get out of the debt. What do? You sell $1,000 of the Yavam's, of the Reuven's property. You buy land with it. And Shimon eats the fruits of the land. What is that?
Doesn't sound like you.
Go ahead. Unbelievable. I don't know why I'm using it.
Close it.
Signed to close it.
Make it quieter.
Push the button on the side.
Push the button. Okay, so the case is like this. What's Rav Yosef trying to prove? That if you sell the properties, it's sold? The Reuven's properties, if you sell it, it's sold. You're not allowed to sell it, it says, because it's all a lien for the ksuba of the wife, right? But he says, if you sold it, it's good. So he said, I have a proof. What's the proof? It says like this. Reuven owed Yankel $1,000. He dies. So now all the properties go to Shimon. So Shimon says, listen, I get all the properties, but I'm not paying the debt now. I don't want to pay the debt now. But the estate owes $1,000 for the debt, correct? He said, I don't want to pay now. He said, you can't do that. What do? You take $1,000 from Reuven's property. You buy land, okay? And he eats the produce.
He's the person that you owe the money to.
No. The Shimon eats the Oichel Peiris.
Okay.
Okay? But meanwhile, you paid back the loan.
Because the land belongs not to the other people.
Correct. Now, Whose land are you selling? Reuven's. That means you could sell the land. Rav Yosef held.
It's a valid sale.
Huh?
And it's a valid sale.
No, Rav Yosef is trying to prove that it's not a valid sale. One second.
I thought he said if you're not supposed to do it, but if you do, it's valid.
No, Rav Yosef is not valid.
He said it's not valid because you're not allowed to do it.
Right.
But this is a proof that Rav Yosef brought.
1 minute. So he says like this. Wasn't the possession of the time he died, rather than possession of the Yavim. The money belongs, so because of the lien, we exact money from the Yavim and return it to the estate. We extract the money from the Yavim and return it to the estate because he eats the produce.
Okay.
That means the sale is not a sale. That's what Rav Yosef is proving from there.
Because the Yavim continues to use the produce.
1 minute. Well, something's strange here. Rav Yosef holds the sale is not a sale, yes? So he says, okay, leaving the woman Yavim, he can't say, I don't want to, cannot absolve himself from the debt. He has to take possession of the loan. Okay, no, I have taken possession of the loan, and therefore I'll pay it back when I want. Okay. Mitzir mi Yavim, you take out the money from the Yavim. So you take his land, and you buy land, and he eats the fruits. Right. So therefore, you take out the money from the Yavim. That means you don't take out the money from Reuven because you can't sell this property. That's the proof. Because you can't sell this property. That's why the Yavim has to pay it.
I cannot say that. I don't.
No, he says, listen, I have the properties, but I don't want to pay the debt now. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't need to pay it now. Okay, he doesn't have to pay it now, okay? Now, what do you do when the property of the deceased brother? Okay, what do you do with the property? The Yavim marries the girl. What do you do with all his property? Or money? Money. We learned before, you take the money, you buy land, and the Yavim eats the fruits. Right? So that's what you do over here. Now, the money of the loan was not in the possession of the dead brother's estate at the time he died. It was in the estate of the Yavim. It belongs to the Yavim. He owns the money. Let me figure this one out. Money alone is not in the possession of the dead brother's estate because he was made to spend. Okay? Belongs to the Yavim. Therefore, belongs to the Yavim. Since it's still because of the lien, we take money out from the Yavim and return it to the estate. That means he can't sell the properties because whatever he sells, he gives back to the estate. So Rav Yosef proves he can't sell the property because the Gemara says what you have to do is instead of him selling the land, you buy land, but it goes back to the estate anyway. That means he only eats the fruits. But the land stays by the estate because you can't sell the land. That's what the proof of the Gemara is. So Abaye says, Dilma, Tovale Avdo, maybe the Chacham just giving him a good advice, you know, to transfer the money into land. Amalei, so Rav Yeh says to him, Tani Tanim Mitzian, the expression of the Brice is, we take away the money from him. And you tell me it's only good advice? L'peil Rav Yosef rules, L'peil, the bottom line is, Rav Yosef rules that the sale is not a sale.
So the land that the Yavam buys now belongs to the estate, to the brother's estate? Is that who owns the land?
No, the Yavams are buying land.
Well, the Yavam, you take $1,000 out and you said you buy land and you transfer it to the estate.
You take out the money of the debt that the brother owns.
But you're taking it from the Yavam.
Right. But again, why didn't you just sell the property and give the guy who owes the money?
He doesn't have access to, he can't sell the property.
It's a proof he can't sell the property.
Right. But I'm just trying to understand. You know.
So he said, maybe just give me a good advice to secure his money by buying land.
No, I understand that part. No. But my question is we now take this $1,000 from the Yavam.
Right.
We buy land with it.
Yeah.
The Yavam gets the produce of the land.
But who keeps the land?
And the land now belongs to the estate.
The estate. Okay. That means you can't sell the land of the estate. That's the proof. Mm-hmm. So if you could sell the land of the estate, just sell it.
So we're still not paying back the debt yet.
Right. He has to pay, eventually he has to pay back the debt because it's on the brother's estate.
Right, but it's now this $1,000 worth of property is there as a lien for the debt.
Yes. Okay.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Somebody died, Kaf Beis Sivan last year. And now it's a leap year. Kaddish ends the first Adar.